At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. On today's episode, we will be talking about some position battles that are unraveling at camp. We are getting some leaders in that field. Some people are starting to pull away in their respective position battles. It's only day four of camp, so we can't get all up and excited and panic and whatnot. But some battles, it's starting to look like guys are getting the edge, and we will talk about all of those developments on this episode today. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. So thank you guys, as always, for taking care of that for me. First things first, as always, we will go over some injury news. Some guys did not practice today. Some new names on the list. Wide receiver Devontae Smith was not in attendance today with back tightness. Drew Makuba, slight area of concern. He missed practice today with a shoulder issue. He had a late practice collision on Saturday with wide receiver Danny Gray, who also didn't practice today. We'll keep an eye on that because he's somebody that can't fall too far behind in his position battle. He is fighting with Sidney Brown for that starting job alongside Reed Blankenship. So he needs all the reps, all the practice he can get. And if he misses extended time, then it may start to become a situation where the Eagles may have to look at veteran options. Justin Simmons, still available, a guy who has made it very clear he wants to be here. Later on this week, if Makuba is continuing to sit out, I will write up some potential options the Eagles could either trade for or sign. But I don't want to jump to any immediate conclusions. Maybe he's just missing a day. Maybe it's a maintenance thing or whatever. I don't want to assume that he's out for an extended period of time. So we will keep an eye on that, but certainly an important piece of the secondary, a guy the Eagles have, you know, plans for this season. So let's all hope that he is okay and he'll be able to get back out there. Smail Mondah Jr. also missed practice today with an illness. Rookie linebacker limited today. Jalen Carter returned to practice. He was missed the first 3 days with a shoulder issue, so he was able to be out there. Good to have him. And the rest of that is par for the course. This is things we've been seeing since the start of camp. Kenyon Green limited with a knee. Cam Jurgens limited, back recovery still. And Jahad Campbell limited with his shoulder, although he is still participating at a very high rate. So I guess as long as you can have that limited tag on there, they'll continue to slap it on Campbell, but he's still practicing damn near fully. So it is what it is. We'll talk about that. So that is the wrap of the injury stuff. Nothing too concerning on the Devontae front. We just want to make sure we monitor the Andrew Makuba thing because that is something that can certainly affect long-term plans. So I will keep you guys posted on what I find out on that regard, and we'll see throughout the week what happens there. So today's practice, largely headlined by defense, but we have some cornerback developments because there is a position that is obviously headlined this summer with the cornerback 2 spot. No more Slay, no more Isaiah Rodgers here this summer. So Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson came into training camp as the number 2 candidates, as the main candidates for that job. And now that we're 4 practices in, one guy has emerged, at least in my opinion, based on what I've read, what I've watched, and whatnot. And that guy is not Tekele Ringo. It is Adoree Jackson, who has had the more steady summer based on conversations I've had and based on the what each player has shown to this point. Now, the Eagles, as well as fans, really, really wanted Tekele Ringo to capture this job, come out on fire, and show the team, you know, why he should be that guy. And that just hasn't happened yet. And not to say that it won't, because it's not even August yet. But Adoree Jackson, you know, the 7-year vet, the 29-year-old, has really shown why he's been in the league this long and why he's been effective. He's been keeping up in coverage with A.J. Brown. He had a nice breakup today on Terrace Marshall Jr., who's also had a steady summer himself. And Tekele Ringo's just not really standing out for the right reasons. You know, he's allowing receptions. He's getting caught up in stuff. And I think Adoree is on a steadier pace right now than Tekele Ringo. And if where the season were to start tomorrow, I think that he would be starting opposite Quinyon Mitchell. And that's, you know, I don't want to say it's discouraging to Tekele Ringo because it's a long summer, but it's certainly not the way that he wanted to start it. And it's you don't want it to get to a point where you're looking at other names like Asante Samuel Jr. who's still available. And we talked about Greg Newsome on a week or two ago and stuff like that. And I think that Adoree is just, you know, the more of a reliable option at that spot right now. So he's the guy that is pulling ahead in his battle. And that's not to say, once again, that Tekele Ringo cannot win it. It's just that is where things are as they stand. He's been having a little bit more urgency. He's carrying a little more confidence right now than Ringo. So we'll continue to monitor that as well. Adoree Jackson opened the day as the starting cornerback with the first team defense for the third practice in a row now. So Tekele Ringo had the first day, and then Adoree has started with the first team, the three practices after that. Now, Tekele continues to rotate in with the first team. It's not like he's not getting reps at all. It's just that Adoree is kind of getting the majority of the work right now. So, of course, we will keep an eye on that as practice rolls on, but that is just where that battle kind of sits at right now. Linebackers, more of the same. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Zach Bond opened the day. Jahad Campbell is getting more first-team work, but he is in place of Zach Bond. So a lot of his reps are coming next to Jeremiah Trotter Jr., not with Zach Bond. So, but he is getting more and more work there. We said on the last show that you know, that next week he's probably going to be getting a lot of first-team reps, and he still seems to be on track to do that. Still limited, like I said, on practice. So that's pretty funny to see that on the injury report. He did have a rough go in some like 1v1 coverage drills against running backs. He I think Will Shipley got loose from him a couple times. He caught two balls on him and was able to shake him a little bit. And Keelan Robinson, who the Eagles signed a few weeks ago, he also got a reception on Jahad Campbell as well. So kind of a teaching moment there for the rookie. I heard that he did some push-ups, I think, after he allowed all those catches. So, you know, he put himself on punishment after all that stuff. You know, I think these are all just learning curves for Jahad Campbell. A guy I really want to highlight in this practice is Anaya Smith, because I really liked him. Last year, as we all know, I really liked him coming into the summer. Anaya Smith beat Cooper DeJean on two reps today and looks like he's getting more and more comfortable. He certainly looks more comfortable this summer than he did last summer, and he's also getting reps punt returning. So if he can carve out a role on special teams as well, that will certainly increase his chances of making the roster. So I wanted to highlight my guy, Anaya Smith, there, because I really am pulling for him. I think he has a good chance to make the roster. And if you're beating Cooper DeJean in reps, I think that's a good sign for you. So good job, Anaya Smith. Another receiver that's catching eyes that we haven't mentioned. We've talked about Terrace Marshall and some other guys, but this name, who I forgot was even on the roster until I talked to some guys on Saturday. He made a play on Saturday, and he also made a play today. And that is wide receiver Elijah Cooks. Who's heard of him? Elijah Cooks had a jump ball catch today, 1-1 against Adoree Jackson. We just got done talking up Adoree Jackson, but it was good coverage, and Elijah Cooks just went up and got it. And like I said, he also had a nice catch on Saturday. So he's catching attention early. He's putting together a nice summer. Maybe a potential Paul Turner Award winner. Maybe. I thought Terrace was kind of leaning towards that. But I think to win the Paul Turner Award, you have to stand out in the summer and then not make the team. So Elijah Cooks, I think, is contending for that. But he's making some noise. A receiver I did not really have eyes on coming into the summer. But he's making people pay attention. So that is a fun development there as well. We talked about some corners. Eli Ricks forced an incompletion on Johnny Wilson today. Johnny Wilson got a couple balls batted away from him. Mac McWilliams also had a pass breakup in the end zone on Johnny Wilson. Now, mind you, Johnny Wilson is 6'6". So, you know, he should be able to use his body as an advantage. And Mac McWilliams is 5'10". So if you're letting Mac McWilliams break up passes, you know, that's not really all that great. Mac McWilliams also got some work in the dime package, I heard today. So Vic Fangio spoke about Mac McWilliams, and he's also putting together a nice little summer. And if Kelee Ringo continues to allow other guys to step up before him, Mac McWilliams could possibly find a role as well, outside or inside. But I think his NFL trajectory is more on the inside. So I would keep an eye there. But Mac McWilliams, certainly a guy who's also making an impact this summer as well. But while we're on the topic of cornerbacks, and I apologize, I know I'm all over the place. Once again, my notes are just one long list of what I've been told. I really have to start organizing these things. But really, the player of the day today was Quinyon Mitchell, who has been the only corner to really have any effect on A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown has came in here on a mission to make sure that he is going to be known as a top guy in the league this year, and that has been exemplified in summer to this point. He's been dominant at every corner until he faces off with Quinyon Mitchell. And they have their one-on-one battles, and A.J. gets some catches on him, and Quinyon breaks some stuff up. But Quinyon had the first pick of the summer today on a one-handed interception. Now, it was underthrown, and it was downfield. But Quinyon was able to reel it in with one hand and got the interception on A.J. Brown, and also broke up another pass intended for A.J. Brown over the middle. So Quinyon Mitchell continue to prove that he, like last year, wasn't a fluke. Not that any of us thought that, but he is elite and he is very good, and he will be traveling because throughout practice today, he played on the left and the right side and followed A.J. Brown pretty much everywhere today. So he's getting his feet wet, doing that kind of stuff, following guys around, and that's been a fun battle all summer long, Quinyon and A.J. And it's good to hear that he, you know, picks were few and far between for Quinyon Mitchell yesterday. But C.J., you know, is not on the roster anymore, so he won't be stealing interceptions from Quinyon Mitchell. And I think it was Darius Slay who said that picks are hard to come by when you're a rookie because you develop, like, ball tracking later on in your career. And Quinyon looks like he's already starting to own that skill. But Quinyon, strong summer, and is making the most of it today against A.J. Brown as well. So fun stuff.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Some more defensive notes. What else do I have here? Moro Ojema blew up a fourth down play and 11-on-11, so he's also continuing to impress this summer, filling in the Milton Williams role, it looks like he's going to be. But Vic Fangio said that they're going to replace Milton Williams' snaps by committee, mostly, you know, more Jordan Davis, some more Ojema, and things of that nature. So Ty Robinson, he'll be in the mix as well. So it looks like Moro Ojema is really I have to apologize for him because I've been saying Ojomo since he's been drafted, and a reporter had to correct me and tell me the right way to say it. So apologies on that front. But I'm excited for Moro, what he can do. Just listening to him talk after practice today, he sounds really well-educated, really put together. Sounds like he's really been putting in the work. He's really the embodiment of, if you're the smartest man in the room, then it's time to find a new room, a quote that I live by. And he really sounds like he's soaking in everything in that defensive line room. So very excited to see his growth this year as well. Newcomer Azeez Ojulari, a name we haven't heard really much of this summer so far, sacked Tanner McKee on a fourth down play in the red zone today. So this really was a day headlined by the defense. You know, Jalen Hurts was holding the ball a lot, couldn't find a lot of open guys. Tanner McKee had his first real bad day of camp. I think Kyle McCord threw a pick today, I believe. So it was really defense really, really made their mark today. Jahad Campbell got a good number. I think he punched the ball away from Tanner McKee. Can't sack the guys. You know, I think he punched the ball away from him is what I was told as well. So defense was the theme of day four. What else do I have here note-wise? Offense. Dallas Goedert continues to be frequently targeted in camp so far. He had another 20-yard catch today from Jalen Hurts. So, but that's really the theme as the years go, though. Dallas Goedert is always a favorite target of Hurts in the summer. And then it makes you think, like, maybe he's going to have that 1,000-yard season, something Dallas Goedert has been trying to get, and then the season never really plays out that way. But maybe if he stays healthy, that can be something this year, especially as he's on this one-year deal and trying to get paid, and we'll see what happens as far as that goes after the season. But Dallas Goedert is certainly hungry, and Jalen Hurts has found him frequently throughout the summer, so that's fun as well. I think that's everything I have training camp related. I wanted to make sure I highlighted the Adoree stuff because he's leading that battle right now over Keeley, we mentioned. Oh, Jahan Dotson spoke after practice, and he said he's gotten a lot of reps in with Jalen Hurts. He said he got together with him in Houston even before camp and worked out with him basically every week. So Jahan continues to get good work as well. He had to play wide receiver two today with Devontae out there. So good work from Dotson as well. Congrats to Saquon and Lane Johnson for being named to the 99 club in Madden, I believe. I think they are only the third and fourth Eagles in history to be in the 99 club. Dawkins, I know, was in there once. And the other guy might be David Akers, I think that's right. Akers and Dawkins. And now Saquon and Lane Johnson are in the 99 club. And Lane Johnson at 35 years old, still in the 99 club. Man, that guy really is aging like fine wine. So congrats to the two of them. Congrats to Cooper DeJean. He made the top 100 list. He was named number 60 today, the number 60 best player. A lot of fans are upset about that. Not Eagles fans, a lot of NFL fans. Fans of other teams are upset about that because he's rated higher than like neighbors and some of those guys. So a lot of people are upset about that. But congrats to Cooper DeJean. We will, of course, have more podcasts throughout the week as the Eagles continue training camp, and I'll let you guys know on everything that is happening. I'll be down there one day this week. I still don't know the day, but I will let you know when I'm there and the observations I have as well. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the show. I can't thank you guys enough. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Keep tabs on all my writing at the Eagles Wire via USA Today, and of course, follow the social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.